Is it ever too early to begin preparing today's youth for tomorrow's jobs? I'm John Maynor, President and CEO of the Cape Chamber. Let's talk business. When it comes to preparing tomorrow's workforce, education and training must start at an early age and continue throughout life. The Chamber is very focused on doing our part to help in this process and working with our partners to achieve a better outcome. In last week's Let's Talk Business here on KRCU, we discussed our effort to address the lack of essential skills or soft skills in the world today. We created Capable to bring individuals together to create a common language and better connect our community with key resources. But we don't stop there. We partner with Junior Achievement USA, the nation's largest organization dedicated to giving young people the knowledge and skills they need to own their economic success, plan for their futures, and make smart academic and economic choices. Kim Volker was in the classrooms of kindergartners and fourth graders in the spring, delivering programming and exposing some of our youngest future workers to these excellent concepts. And ABC Today is a program started by Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Eastern Missouri. It focuses on joining schools, families, and communities through an integrated team approach with an early warning system and targeted interventions to ensure students attend school, behave while present, and experience classroom success. So again, it is never too early to start training the workforce of tomorrow. I'm John Maynor. For more information on this and other business issues, visit krcu.org.